Online podcast number 79. Welcome everyone. Welcome to online podcast. This is John Ong. I figured you haven't heard me for a while. No introduction this time. Nothing really that I can find appropriate to play for today's podcast. I just want to let you know if you are, you know, if you're kind of depressed and, you know, the world isn't the best place right now because of Katrina, because of many different things, the war in Iraq, and I'm adjusting my headphone here. Ow, pull my hair. But if you, I don't want to get you too depressed. So, you know, I am not going to be talking about a topic that's too happy. You know, if you're going to be bothered by just the reality, and you don't want to be depressed, maybe you should skip entirely this episode. I actually thought about not putting one out at all this week, but you know, I just have to voice it out, I guess, some way, and it mostly for myself. I'm kind of really doing this for myself because I don't want to be if you don't want to be depressed, don't listen to this episode. It's not going to be sad, but it's going to be real. Well, it is going to be sad. So it's Friday, September 9th, 2005, and I'm recording this. I thought about recording a show for a while, for several days, and I don't really know what to say and what to do. And I guess the only thing that I came out, the idea that I came up is to just not say anything. I'm going to talk, but I have nothing to say, nothing important, nothing substantial. I am just merely recording and voice out my feelings. Well, it all started, you know, with the Hurricane Katrina's tragedy. It's still going on, and there's no good news. And of course, all of us learn to only accept good news. I don't really know if it is an American culture. Even I think it's just a culture, and a very normal. Well, I shouldn't say normal. It's a very popular belief, and a popular way of looking at the world is, you know, to be positive and look at the bright side. But not a whole lot of bright side to look if you're in the in that situation. Excuse me. So, did that get loud? So, it started last week. Was it last week? Yeah, when Katrina hit the Gulf States, and it was very sad. You have that sort of feeling that you don't really know how to express. You feel like you wanted to do something, but you cannot quite really do anything except for making a donation, you know, to the Red Cross or to whatever group that you believe in, as long as they're, you know, going to be money well spent. I personally am thinking about Habitat for Humanity. Habitat for Humanity is going to probably be able to help build some houses that was ruined down in the Gulf States. I haven't really made up my decision yet, even though I don't really have a whole lot of money to donate. But so that was last week, and I recorded one show that has that in it. And then on Wednesday, I was invited to sing at the last week's episode you listened to, or not last week, this Tuesday, I think. Tuesday or, yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday. Tuesday, yeah, I posted on Tuesday. But last week I went to the Good Samaritan Project 20th anniversary. And if you want to learn more about the Good Samaritan Project, they pretty much take care of AIDS, HIV AIDS patients. And I talk about that. Well, I didn't really talk much about it. I just gave you an introduction about it and just let you listen to the names read of all those patients under the care of Good Samaritan who died within the last 20 years. And there were almost 1,000 names. And I just let that play out because there really isn't much I can say about it. And I don't really know how to, so I choose not to. Just like this one, this podcast too, like I said, I don't have anything significant to say. You will just pretty much hear what I'm feeling, what I'm thinking. I'm doing this not for enlightenment's sake for listeners or anything. I'm really doing this for myself. Since I have a podcast and I just posted it. So, you know, if you disagree with me on anything or whatever, it really doesn't matter. I mean, you can let me know, but it's not really, I don't really have anything to tell you. That's what I'm trying to say. And so it was coming from a very big scale of the Katrina aftermath of how many people died and all these suffering that we see every time we turn on the TV. It's reality, and some people choose to ignore it, or some people choose to get away from it, which is totally fine, which I did too over the weekend. And, you know, I had a really nice holiday with Bruce and his family. It was really pleasant. It was really, really nice. And so it sort of like got closer and closer. This is what I feel. I'm talking about death. Death is something that we don't talk about. I don't even know if we should. I just want to voice what's inside of me. You know, thousands of deaths, possibly in the Gulf States. That was my previous show. It's totally unplanned. I mean, how can you plan this kind of things? And then I went to sing for the Good Samaritan Project. Another kind of deaths, more closer to home, I would say, because I do have friends with HIV. I do have friends with AIDS. So that is hitting home closer. Had my holiday and went back to work on Tuesday just like normal. And I don't want to go into too much detail. I don't want to go into too much detail. I don't think it's fair to anyone. So pretty much, I went back to work on Tuesday, and later in that day, found out that a friend died. And it was a close friend. We worked together, and you know, I see her every day, and so it was hard. And I didn't really know how to react to it. You know, I guess when people talk about death and they talk about in denial, I thought I was in denial, but I sort of was, because I just could not quite, I just did not know how to react to it. So death got closer and closer. And so, you know, it felt like a real slap and a real hit in the nose, in the right in front of, smack in the middle of your face. And so I didn't know what to expect, and I have to go to my second job, so I have to... And the whole night I was thinking, do I tell anyone about it? Because I definitely felt it. It was so weird knowing that I was just talking to her last Friday, you know? We were talking about salad. We were talking about calamari salad. And... Oh, hang on just a second. Sorry, that was Bruce coming home. And so I have to go up there. And I hit the pause button, go up there and give him a kiss and walk him home. And we're going to go to work again tonight. I don't even know where was I saying. We were talking about salad. So it was all good thought. It was a good conversation, just like normal. And on Tuesday, after the long weekend, I went back to work and she's gone. And so I just came back from her funeral maybe less than an hour ago. So it's still all the thought and everything is still very fresh. And so the reason why I put off this show for so long is, you know, this show is about me and stuff that's around me, and it's an always pretty and happy and don't forget to smile kind of thing. Nevertheless, I still smile. That's how I cope, I guess. So I don't really know how to deal with this. I guess I'm still learning. Maybe you can never learn how to deal with death. But see, I just have this image of her in my head, and so clear. And then I thought of when I, maybe 2 hours ago, two hours ago, I saw her laying there, and she looked very peaceful. I'm always very reluctant of looking at the person after they're dead. I guess I'm probably not the only one, but I just went up there and I looked at her and I was very sad. I was very sad that you know, she's dead. But I took a close look at her, and so many things flashed in front of my eyes, you know. My own death, the death of people around me. How am I gonna cope with that? Looking at her parents. She's my age. She was 30. She was my age, and since I learned about her death on Tuesday, it's been kind of weird. I couldn't sleep in the middle of the night. I would wake up thinking about the conversation about the calamari salad, and then, you know, all of a sudden it just goes straight to, oh my God, she's dead. And I don't know how to deal with this. I mean, I have dealt with death, but I don't know. It's very close to me, you know. This time it's very close. And it also made me realize, and like I said, I'm not trying to tell you anything. There's nothing. There's no lesson to learn for you. I'm just sharing what I have. My whole experience about death just within this week. And there's so many things came through my head. The impact of a person, one person touched so many people. I mean, I was at the funeral and I see all these people coming. And I don't know. It made me cry. I cried. I don't even know why. I see people came to a funeral, people whom obviously she has touched. And I when I learned about the news, I cried on Tuesday. It was surprising. It was like a shock, really. And then I think of her every day, every once in a while, especially when I'm at work. I didn't really cry, you know. It's like, it's sad, and I don't know. It's different. But today I really get to, and what hit me was a photograph of her that she really, really liked, and that she and her sister, a picture of her and her sister. She wanted me to touch up a certain shadow on the background with Photoshop. And so I remember that picture very clearly, and I saw that picture today at the funeral. And I just couldn't. And I just started crying. I wasn't trying to hold it up. I have that feeling like, oh gosh, is it that I'm going to cry? I don't really know what that sensation was. And then it would go away, and then I'll have this headache right in my head, and then it would go away. I didn't really talk too much about it to anyone. We're not like very, very, very close friends, but we are friends. We are friends that, you know, we talk about things and we enjoy each other. And so it was very strange. I think it's a combination of painful and confusion and sadness and feeling for the family. I don't really know how to deal with that if my child died at the age of 30, you know? I don't really know how to deal with that. But I do. That makes me think of a few things other than death itself. It makes me think of people around me, how I treat them, how I shouldn't hold back, and almost every single death that I have encountered, I think of two things. When I die, it would really break my heart if I know that people are that sad. And but at the same time, you know, like today, I always thought, you know, when I die, I want to have a party, celebrate my life rather than the loss. But really, that was my email. but really, I don't think you can. I mean, just today I realized that you have to have time to cry. You have to have time to be sad. And it's okay to be sad, but in thinking about that person, you also think of events, think of incidents, the calamari salad and the cell phones, the stuff that we talk about, stuff that we had fun, so much fun talking about. And during the coverage of the hurricane aftermath, there was this meteorologist. Yeah, there's this guy, the weather guy, on. I also cannot say movable type. Ugh, that's so hard. Movable type. There's a, I think it was MSNBC or is it CNN? There's was one very tall, handsome weatherman. And she would come in and we'd be like, ooh, he's cute. You know, we would talk about that stuff like that. And it makes you laugh. And I guess it's okay to mix cry and laughter together. I guess that's because it was really sad. You know, I just cried and I thought of how lucky to have the people around me. You know, I didn't realize how much we cared for each other at work. Until I see how everybody reacted. Oh shit, I don't want to cry. I didn't know how much we cared for each other at work until I see how people reacted to her death, and that makes me feel very lucky that I have people around me whom I just thought of as coworkers but were so caring. And I just learned that, you know, I'm so happy I had such good experience with her, and I have had such good conversations with her, and get to enjoy her as a person, a nice person, while she's still there. And I thought I've cried all the tears out at the funeral, but I guess I haven't. I learned that, you know, tell people around you that you love them and try to at least. I mean, I think, but this is me. I try to tell people around me, or at least show them, if not telling them, at least appreciate them when they're there. I never leave the house. I never leave Bruce without telling him I love him and give him a kiss. Because I don't, you know, I want to live my life. This is if I were to die, you know. I want to live my life. Or I think it's the same. It's either for me, if I were to die, or for the people around me who die. It's always good to, you know, get stuff done, said, instead of waiting for the tomorrow, because you never know. It comes across as something really negative and something really pessimistic. That you live your life like it's the last day. Sometimes I forget about it, and obviously I'm human, but sometimes you kind of do. You kind of do have to do that, and so that you don't regret any moment that you didn't get to do, or the words that you didn't get to say, or things that you didn't get to do. And that's why I always strive to live my life as fully, as meaningfully as possible. Except for when it comes to exercising. I hate exercising. So there you go. I think that pretty much sums up what's going on with me at this point. I'm not depressed. I'm not depressed at all. I'm sad. I don't think I'm depressed. I've learned from previous experiences and learn how to deal with deaths, but every time it comes, it is as hard as the first time. And when it comes to be somebody really close, it's just going to be harder. So I think, love people around you as much as you can and show them that, tell them that. And take care of yourself. All of you who chooses to listen to the show despite the depressing warning up front. Thank you so much for listening. And I don't really know. Like I said, this is not a lesson. This is not a teaching. This is not something significant for you to take home. This is just me reflecting what happened to me. From Katrina down to the Good Samaritan Project to a death of a close friend. So take care, all of you, and I hope this wasn't your first episode listening to online podcast. Just live your life fully, I guess. I don't know. I shouldn't tell you what to do. I should pretty much telling myself what to do. And thank you for downloading and thank you for subscribing. And I can really, really, truly, honestly say don't forget to smile. The reason being, the moment you're wasting on, if you can, obviously, I'm mourning, I'm really sad for the loss of my friend, of the people suffered from AIDS and died from AIDS, and of the people who died during the Katrina hurricane, or after. I feel bad for people who suffer from diseases, who died, people around them, actually, more so sometimes. And the war in Iraq. If one death is so impactful, why is it less of a pain when it is a war? You have to think about that. When it is far away, when it is a huge group, it's not as painful as it is when, I guess, the person close, close to you. I guess that's probably the pain. But also sometimes we tend to, when it's far away, we tend to not be as compassionate, or we tend to not think about that because we do not know them. The death is not as sad. But, I think you should think of it this way. I don't care what you think, but that really gives me some perspective of each life is, one person who died touched many, many more people. So even though it's a faraway war, the Gulf states are not right there in front of you, the people dying that you do not know are somehow not as important. Personally, it doesn't involve you emotionally that much, but sometimes we neglect to think that there'll be somebody crying, there'll be somebody mourning for the loss of that human life, that person, as much as the person that you know dead, for me, a close friend. So I don't know, I'm just babbling. I just want to have, just this is really for myself, to verbalize what's inside of me. I really didn't know what to record. Like most podcasters, you kind of feel obligated that you have to do something because there hasn't been a show. I really didn't know what to do because everything was so depressing and it got closer, closer and closer to me. So I thought, I really have nothing to say. nothing to mention or nothing to, I mean, I have lots to talk about, but I don't really have anything to give you, I guess, besides, you know, love everyone. Don't waste your time. You never know. And I don't know. So that's, I was supposed to stop this like 20 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, but thank you again for listening. And hopefully there'll be more beautiful things to look at, but that doesn't hide or does not take away the reality of death. So we'll have to learn to deal with them both. For me, is I want to enjoy the life fully, and at the same time embracing death as a part of my life and as a part of life, or lack thereof, when my life ends. So anyway, thank you so much for listening, and if you stayed up to this point, I appreciate that dearly. And don't forget to smile. And there will not be outro and intro. It's just going to be me. All very real, I guess. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.